Thank you. Good. And I promise you, this will be the last thank you of my career. I know Paul Blair, the last 6 or 7 years we played together, he'd always say, "Well, when's your next Brooks Robinson day?" Every year. This is it, Paulie. You don't have to do that anymore. Thank you very much. And I just want to say to all you fans here, I don't like to call you fans. I like to call you friends. You have been so wonderful to me and my wife since I came to Baltimore back in 1955. I just want to thank all of you. I appreciate it very much, and it's great to see everyone here in a joyous mood. Anyway, how about them O's? Yeah. What a year, I'm telling you. And of course, Buck's got a more important things to do, and the players, we really appreciate them coming out for every ceremony we've had. And I just want to say to Buck and the players, you've had a magnificent year. And as you know, we said the Yankees lost. That's even better news. Also, Dan Duquette and his staff have done a great job. And of all the teams I've seen over the years, you can really say this was a team effort. It really has been. Been sensational. And I say to you fans, this is just like the playoffs right now. So I say just sit back, enjoy it, and pull for the Orioles to win. Lou, I appreciate that great introduction, and my appreciation to you and your family for the generosity in making this possible. And also to thank Toby Mendez. You are a most talented and gifted artist. All these statues are simply magnificent. My thanks to Charles. Thank you very much, Charles. And Roy, for making this a special day for me and all those kind words. I really appreciate your friendship all these years. You know, you've already said that Roy was a rookie, 14 or 15 years old, when he became the bat boy. Well, he was great. You know, and he's got a great act. He goes to Las Vegas, and I've seen it many times, and he really puts on a wonderful show. A great, and we used to get on the bus in Miami to go to Fort Lauderdale or West Palm Beach, and Roy the Bat Boy would be on the bus, and he'd be doing impersonations of Muhammad Ali, Howard Cosell, and he would crack us up for the whole time. But we had a few good times with him, too. I can remember the first game we played, exhibition game, I ran into Roy in the clubhouse. I said, "Roy, the games are supposed to start, and the umpires want you to get the key to the batter's box." So he said, "Okay." I said, "Well, go ask Jim Fry." So he runs and said, "Jim, the umpires need the key to the batter's box." He says, "I don't have it." So he said, "Go see so-and-so." So Roy runs and said, "Oh, we got to have the key to the batter's box." He says, I don't know where it is. He goes for 5 or 6 guys, and finally he comes back to me. He said, "No one has the key." I said, "Roy, there ain't no key to the batter's box." So we had a good time to hit. Above all, I thank God for my life and for sending me an angel into my life over a half a century ago. That angel has been my beautiful wife, Connie. Yeah. Okay. She has stood by me with total love, devotion, and endurance throughout our marriage. She has given me 4 wonderful children whom she raised almost entirely by herself. And I know you 3 guys out there took full advantage of your mother because I wasn't there. This has been no easy task, darling. Thank you so much for sticking with me. At this time, I would like to introduce my four children, and if you'd please stand. Brooks David. Christopher. Michael. And my beautiful daughter, Diana. Nine of my 10 grandchildren are here. And I'd ask them to stand up, too, to see how pretty they really are. Stand up, please. Thank you. Also, I'd like to thank my brother, Gary, from Dallas, Texas, for coming in. And some of Connie's family who made the trip from Michigan and Canada. We really appreciate that. You helped make this a very special day.